Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hi, hello, all people around the world. Nice to see you all. If you guys are familiar with great music and you guys have been in the far skirts, this is Big Mac. And actually, we gotta give a hand clap to Big Mac because actually, because of him. So basically, he announced that he was doing an interview, and literally minutes right after he has schedules in, then this person comes in and then he wants an interview, and I'm like, excuse me, like, how can this be possible? And then I saw that he follows you. I was like thinking, like, what the? How is that possible? Like it was just a full circle moment. And then when he talked about you, I was like, okay, this is full circle, because it was also prod by one who asked. Because he's worked with you, and he acts too, and I don't know. Oh God, you don't know Dominic. No, Dominic is with that other person.
Yeah, I know Dom as well.
Oh,
I did two songs with Dom. I have
Dominic.
a song called De Niro on my page, and he has a song called How Many on his.
Oh, so you know Dominic Carr, right?
Oh, Dominic Carr. No, I know. I do songs with That's Dom, who's also with that group.
Nice. Nice. Well, sorry. Well, sorry about the blanks. It's just me. But I'm so excited to have you with us. Welcome. I'm so
Very
excited.
excited to be here.
And man, how we got lots to talk about. You got lots going on. One thing that's, very exciting, of course, is your next big project coming, your next album coming. So what is up with that album? We're excited to hear what is up with that.
Yeah, so I haven't announced anything about it yet for the most part. A lot of the snippets I've been posting and subsequently removing so that they're not staying up there because I'm coming at it with a much more professional outlook for how I'm doing this album and how I'm promoting it and how I'm presenting it to the public. So the album's going to be called Kicking It. That hasn't been announced yet, so that's a nice little piece of information. And the name Kicking It kind of connects to the album, it connects to the style, it connects to what I'm trying to convey, it connects to the lyrics. It's all the whole album, it works well together. And so I'm hoping it's going to be around 12 songs, maybe at minus or add one, a bonus track or something like that, some interludes and stuff like that. And it's I'm real, real excited about it. It's got a really unique sound. It's old school in all the best possible ways you could imagine. It's got the 80s hip hop, jazz sample, funk sample, R&B sample, like just crazy funky flows and old school flows, but also some news. You know, I'm a new school dude, so I got a lot of my own little influences in there. I grew up listening to so much stuff that I can't really avoid it. So I mean, the album is it's supposed to, as far as I know, it's gonna be crazy, in my opinion. But it's, you know, it touches on a lot of stuff. It touches on some personal stuff, some political issues, societal issues, reformation issues, religious issues. I mean, it's kind of all over the board. One of my favorite lines out of one of the songs is, "You love all the living things, then go and swallow meat. That's God's loophole, you nasty hoe." It's like, and my mom, that's one of my mom's favorite lines. It cracks me up every time. But I mean, yeah, that's about all I can say about it. And so far, I have a track separate from the album with Adam Al Hassan coming out tomorrow. The not coming out tomorrow, being announced tomorrow, and that's actually produced by one. He made that beat that song's on.
Okay, that's another full circle moment. See y'all, like it's crazy. I've never actually had a full circle moment like that. It's crazy, but I'm so excited for this project to come out. Like, I know you can't tell as much about it, but just that alone, like, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited to share it as well. I'm aiming for either end of May or beginning of June. I want it to be, it's going to be a summer album. And some of these beats, some of these guys, I worked with this producer, Chuvak, who me and him are in conversation about doing a fully 50-50 album of his beats and my rapping only. Because we just click so well together in terms of making beats and finding sounds and melodies and such. But he, like, some of the beats he made on this album are just mind blowing. Like, he's just the intricacy, and he's got five layers of different styles of horns going on, and it's so, oh man, it makes you move. It makes you want to move, you know. It makes you want to get on the dance floor. And so that's kind of the whole idea, is I want it to be a summer album. That's why I'm releasing it then. I want it to really pop off and people to be able to bump it driving in their car to the beach and stuff. But the lyrics make you think, you know, so it has a bumpy flow, and and you want to bop to it, and the beat goes hard, and there's cool little drops here and there and cool little this and that. But the whole entire time, I might be talking some shit and talking about how I'm the coolest at one point, but I also in the next line might be talking about, you know, wage disparity or something. And it's like, all right, I see what he's doing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and it actually makes sense because your whole vibe's like, you know, relaxed and hot. That's
I
just like
appreciate
the whole vibe. But it actually is a perfect time because like people are the most active in the summertime, so you're definitely gonna get tons of listens from that.
I'm hoping for it. We'll see.
Well, I guarantee. Well, probably it will most likely happen. I'm guessing Adam will be on the album too, won't he?
So that I wish. So I've had a couple people that I want on the album so bad. I mean, my homie Rod away from back in the not back in the day that long, but we've known each other for a while now, and me and him work real well together. And my boy Walt, I wanted him. He's a homie. He got me on the mic. I started rapping on the mic, October in what is that, 2020, and it was garbage. It was just the mixing was bad, my confidence was bad, the flow was bad, the lyrics I will never say were bad because I do enjoy my own lyrics, but at the end of the day, just the delivery wasn't there, nothing was there. And so over time, I've developed my skills and honed my writing and my flows and everything with that. My dad actually was a studio record producer for Sigma Sound in Philly back in the day, and he helped record The Roots and Boyz II Men. And So I sat him down before I started this album and I looked him in the face and I was like, "You're withholding information from me and I don't appreciate it. And I need you to sit down and help me." There's certain things I couldn't grasp or understand. And I was like, "I know that you have the knowledge and I need it from you. So hook me up." So, I mean, he showed me my little secret sauce. I don't want to out my secret sauce, but it's so much simpler than I ever could have fathomed. I went from putting 10 effects on my voice to putting two. And it's just so simple. And I wish I had, he went to school for it and everything, and I wish I could have had an opportunity to do a little bit more of that. But at the end of the day, I have a good support group that is willing to help me with that stuff like he did. So it's the sound now is crazy. Anyway, back to your original point. Sorry about that. Adam and my boy Walt, Champ, Tommy, he has a few names he goes by. Cesco, again, and it took me a lot of time and a lot of thinking, but that's part of the plan for the album, as much as I can say is. So I'm probably gonna drop one or two singles off the album. Those one or two singles are gonna have music videos to accompany them when they drop. And then the rest, other than the singles off the album, the rest of any drops from here on out, I believe, are going to end up being the features and anything until the album. And so I feel as though, as a white dude trying to be in rap, there's a lot of very, very careful stepping stones that you have to take and you can't skip and you have to be respectful. And I'm stepping into an industry, a genre, and a game that is not started by me or people like me. And it's, you have to earn the respect within this industry. And as I would love to be producing my own beats, but I'm just not there. I am learning how to do that currently, but I'm just not there yet. And so until I learn how to do that, I felt the need for this album and subsequent albums until I learned to produce my own should be all me and all my lyrics and all my rapping and all my flows and my ideas and mixing other than the beats because they're not mine. And I feel as though, as much as I don't need to prove anything to anyone, I wanted to put something out there substantial like that. That is, that it's a 12 song album plus a bonus track plus an interlude, and it's completely me aside from the beats. And the beats that I am doing are all with producers I've talked to, and they're all fantastic. So the album is featureless, and but leading up to the album are quite a few features.
Oh, exciting. It's so dope that you're be including them. It's also dope too that this album, is this like your debut album or you made like big parts before?
So I've made one album before. It's on SoundCloud. But that was before I knew legalities and before I was good and before I knew producers and before I was in contact with people and knowledgeable. And so a lot of the beats I can't own, they've already been bought, or some of the beats, it's just I didn't even know, rules about monetization at that time. So I don't have them monetized at all. I can't. But all of my songs, I like to give 50%. I like to do a 50-50. If I'm not paying for a custom or an exclusive in that way, I like to do a 50-50 monetization split with the producer. So if it was to ever blow up, he's getting half of that as well. Because it really is half the work. If you don't have a good beat, your song's gonna sound like trash.
Yes, preach on. Yes. And you're not wrong, like I listen to like tons of music and beats always like the eye opener.
Exactly. That's why if your beat, if you got some of the hardest hitting lyrics, but the beat is just some like bling, 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 bling. It's just like some simple, like, and there's no place for you to hit hard, then what are your lyrics aren't hitting hard anymore, you know? It's the beat is half the battle, and especially with me trying to learn how to produce right now, I can tell you it's plenty of fucking work to be trying to produce. So they definitely deserve more, probably more than 50%, but you know, I do need my my chance, you know. So, but oh yeah, so all the producers I work with generally are 50-50, or I'm using a custom beat or an exclusive beat in some way, or I've gotten permission to fully use the beat, or they've given it to me, or yada yada yada.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. Some of your music in the past sounds similar to beats that were on YouTube, so it definitely makes sense. And I don't blame you. Producing is so difficult, making beats on your own. It's like so
Exactly.
difficult.
And because it's I as though I feel as though that's it's the case, but somebody else might disagree with me, and that's it's more subjective, but I do feel as though the producer space is being it has been flooded in recent years. And so as a producer, it like I could make my own beats and they could be simple little like you know, like just something so easy and simple, but the whole idea is because the producer game is a little flooded right now, you need to be able to make yourself stand out. And a simple beat just doesn't do anymore. People don't want to hear it. People are tired of it. And so I think the producers that are standing out are the ones that have intricacy and know, you know, sheet music, or if not sheet music, you know, drum patterns. And if you don't know drum patterns, you know what I mean? You know, some measurements or some logistical pieces of making music. Otherwise, I feel as though it's kind of like a barrier too. But then you also always have these guys that just got that rhythm in their in that soul and in their bones, you know what I mean? And it just comes out of them like a fire hose, and you're like, all right, I mean, I can't argue with that either. So
Exactly. I mean, sometimes it's natural and sometimes it's not, you know. That's why I see big people always hiring producers, because they know it's hard for them.
yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm so grateful I found this guy Chuvuk out in, he's out in Russia. It's Chouvuck. I'm trying to give him a little plug because he's I mean he really is every I don't want every you know like I'm scared for when a big rapper that's not me because I'm not big yet. I'm scared for when a big rapper hears Chuvuck's beats because I don't want him to leave me. You know, like it would be like a breakup to me. like just he's really fantastic. But on that note, I do have to tell people to check him out because he's just he's phenomenal. He really is, and he's got the rhythm just like all up in there. He's got that soul all up in there. You know, like you can feel what he's trying to tell you through his music. You know, it's just, oh, I'm a big music lover as much as I'm a writer. I'll sit and just listen to beats, even if I'm not in the mood to write that day. I'll just sit and listen. It's just, I love the soul that you can hear inside some of these guys' beats.
Same. 100%. I think everybody, most people are music lovers.
Yeah, it's I'm seeing a lot of the. It's not my place to call anybody a culture vulture in any way, because it's not my culture to vulture. But I have seen a lot of people that seem to be in this industry for straight money, and or just to get big. So it's just like the most cat you're just putting out the most. Like I don't want to like I'm not I don't like trash talking people because everybody it's their art. If that's what they're choosing to make, that's what they're choosing to make. And it's not my place to tell you it's bad. Nobody can say art is bad. It's art. It's subjective to it's open to interpretation to anybody. But in my opinion, there are some people that are trying to capitalize on the rap industry at a time at a, what feels like such a fragile time in the industry. With in the rise of independent artists and the ability to be an independent artist, the record labels are scrambling, it seems like, trying to match that. And on top of so you got guys going with the labels again because they're trying to match what you could do independently and vice versa. And it's just, it seems like everybody's being split apart. And in a time like that, you don't need the people coming in just trying to get a quick cash grab, you know? And so it's the TikTok guys, I feel like, that are the big culprits of that, that it's just something catchy with a 10-second line that's probably the best part out of it that somebody can use for their TikTok videos as a dance or something, you know? And it's just, that's the one, it's the current one-hit wonder world, you know? And I don't want to fall into that, and I don't want one of my lines to be a TikTok fad, you know? Like, I want people who listen to my music, as much as I want anyone to listen to my music, I'm smaller, but I do want people who are listening to my music to be people who are willing to listen and who are willing to allow music to make them think, you know? And I want it to be an escape in a way, but I have fun songs to escape to, you know? The ones that aren't supposed to be that, I don't want for that, you know?
Exactly. And it makes sense. You don't want your songs to become like a TikTok thing and then people don't take you seriously.
Exactly. And I don't, and it's a, you know, it's a 2-minute lasting thing, you know, I don't want that. Corday just dropped. I have to shout out Corday with From a Bird's Eye View today. Last night he just dropped that. I mean, that's what I want to be. I'll tell you that right now. I am jealous of Corday, and I admit it every time I talk about him. He is the same age as me. He was born a week and a half after me, I think, in August. He is an idol of mine for sure. He is my age, and he is killing the game. He's killing the game. This album, as I'm sure many people I've already checked it out, but it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal. He's definitely an idol of mine in terms of my age and what I would like to see my album do. Is I could best compare it to him. I'm not trying to copy anything. I'm not trying to mimic anything in any way. He's the closest comparison I think of when I think of how I want my album to go and how I want my promotion to go.
Of course. And it made sense. Like, album, well, firstly, the album's amazing so far. You listen to it, yeah?
Did I listen to it again?
Did you listen to it yet?
Oh yeah, I've listened to the I smoked the blunt, listened to the whole damn thing through. Me and my girl were sitting and smoking the whole thing through.
Ooh.
We listened to the whole album straight. It's fantastic. And that Shiloh's intro, I didn't know personally, but that's I guess a friend of his from his hometown who's incarcerated, and so he has him on the intro and the interlude. Which that's always a big up to anybody who's willing to, you know, help out their day ones like that.
Yeah, I did hear about him. That's his friend that passed in Africa, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't have much of a beat. It's all the rhythm and what he's saying. It's very reminiscent of XXXTentacion's From the Jail Phone.
Yes, absolutely. Preach on, absolutely. Yes, sir, absolutely. But yes, Pasta Corday, that album is amazing. Gotta check it out. If you have not checked it out, you're missing out on your losers. Go check it out.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
So, as of now, I believe I have 8 songs done for the album. And I have that feature with Rodino. He's dropping. I gotta see what the date is on that. To be real with you, I forget. It might be this month, but I don't want to say that. I think it might be next month.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm announcing the song with Adam tomorrow. And, we're dropping, me and Rodino's song is dropping on the 21st of this month. And then I'm announcing me and Adam's drop tomorrow at, I believe, 12:30. And, I'm very, very excited, you know, and it's cool. In the process of posting these snippets, that's been a big part of how I've met the people I've been meeting. And, you know, even like, Boogus. I don't know if you know Boogus, but I, you know, I had a quick chat. He's just, you know, helping out a fan type shit. But he checked out one of my snippets I sent to him, and he gave me some props and, you know, told me what was good about it type shit, you know, which was pretty cool to hear from somebody I look up to as a rapper and respect a lot.
It makes sense, you know, and, you know, you got people looking up to you, so now you get to relive the feeling like that.
Hey, I mean, I hope so at some point. I hope so. That's what I mean, is as much as I'm very multi-genre-y, I guess you could call it. I don't do a ton of different, it's not like I'm out here doing pop and rock and rap and this. It's less about genre, more style, I guess you could say. It's sub-genres within hip-hop and rap, but like spoken word is a big one for me. That's what I started doing as a rapper. Before I ever was writing rap, I started writing poetry and spoken words. Because it was, I started writing at 9 years old as a coping mechanism for a lot of things that were going on in my life since then. And it was just a way to get shit out. And then after that, it never stopped being a way to get shit out. That's still what I write today, which is why I feel as though my music may not hit as hard as I would like it to, but it will hit hard to the people it needs to. But, some of my recent singles, one of them was I'm Sorry Goodbye, and the other one was Crying to Myself Part 2. And those were spoken words that I did that are, like, just super duper depressing and emotional. And, like, but it's just very, very raw. And I suffer with bipolar type 2. I also have anxiety and depression and paranoia and I PTSD and a couple other, probably, I can't guarantee the couple other things, but I guarantee. That money. but it's always been for that, and in doing that, some very, very raw stuff comes out, and it's stuff that's not easy to hear. And I show my family and they cry, and I show friends and they cry. I show this person and they cry. I show my girl and then she cries. It's too raw though, I feel. Sometimes that it's hard to hear and it's hard to handle, but I believe that we're moving to a position within our society that we're ready to hear that. We need to hear that because there's too many people dealing with this stuff at this point for us to just never talk about the realest parts of it. So everybody's like, yeah, I'm depressed. Not everybody, but anybody that is talking about it, it seems like is very much so. I'm depressed and I just can't get out of bed today, and it's nobody's talking about being stinky from 5 days of not showering, you know, as much as that's a horrible example, but the idea of the rawness of mental illness having been displayed enough, I feel, is huge. And I think that way more people suffer with more severe things than just not being able to do your homework or get out of bed. I think that we all have vices and we all have problems, and maybe you go hook up with a new person every night, which, I mean, if that's what you want to do, do it up. But if you don't want to be doing that and you're only doing that to cope, that's obviously your coping mechanism. Like, we all have fucked up ways of dealing with stuff. I don't need to be smoking a pack of fucking every 3 days, but sure enough, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's the shit we need to be talking about, you know, is I'm holding myself back financially to cope with things. And maybe that's probably not the best option. And somebody else who's dealing with that same exact problem, how are they ever going to figure that out if nobody else is sharing how they figured that out for themselves? You know, it's, so as much as I might not get as big because of it, I always aim to be as raw as I possibly can and as emotional as possible, and not necessarily in some crying way. Sometimes I'm pissed off. I have an unreleased song called Rage that I haven't released yet because I would want to re-release it before I did, but it's all about the police and dealing with them, and I've dealt with them a lot in my life, not necessarily for myself. They were just at my house a lot growing up and shit. and they were always just absolute assholes. You know, they were awful. And it's a song about that, but it's very Rage Against the Man, like very like Rage Against the Machine, very, very raw, and it's straight pure anger and rage. That's why I called it that. And so it's hard to hear for people. It's hard to hear somebody talk like that about certain things, but I feel as though that's what's needed.
So true, so true. I mean, people fake it to make it, you know?
Exactly. Sorry, I don't want to talk. I'm not trying to talk too much, but I'm a talkative person, so.
Hey, I was prepared for this. Like, that's the best part. Like, I was prepared for this. Like, you didn't just come up here one day, like, and was just like, let's see what happens. Like, I was prepared, and I knew this would happen, but I love this. Like,
awesome.
It's absolutely no big deal. Like, the more the better, right?
Exactly. That's, you know, I have a lot to say, you know. I want people to hear it, and it's not, maybe some of the stuff I say is stupid or trails off or doesn't have much of a point sometimes, but a lot of it does have a point, and a lot of it I feel as though is important, and I want to share it with people, you know, and I sometimes speak on things I shouldn't, and I'm still learning, you know, a lot of that stuff, especially within rap, you know, like if I see something happen and I want to be mad about it, you know, sometimes it's not my place to be mad about it. I don't have a right to be mad. It's not my anger. You know, it's not my anger to be felt. It's somebody else's, but it's all processes I'm learning, and I'm always in conversation, and I'm always in discussion, and I'm always willing to hear and listen and learn and understand and try to educate myself on things, whether it be in music or in the culture around the music or in life every day or anything.
Oh, look at you. You're natural and raw. Dude, props to you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Has that always been your musical style, by the way? Like, has that always been the style of how you do things?
What's that?
You know, just being natural and raw and, you know, developing and doing different kinds of rap. Like,
I know my Instagram posts are a little too long sometimes, but that's what I want to say. You know, that's the rawest I can be, is I'm telling you how I feel about something. You know, it's just, it's all that kind of stuff. I've tried to live my life that way. I can't say it's been my whole life in any way. I grew up conservative and Christian and very hateful and very not okay by my who I am today's standards. And I regret a lot of that, and I regret how I felt, and I regret what I learned in that time. But I also don't regret the process I had to go through of unlearning toxic behaviors and toxic traits and the thoughts I had about people and the thoughts I had about different places and things. And you know, it's something I had to go through a process to undo. That is something, it's a process I'll probably be going through forever. I don't want to say I'm done at all, but I think that's what's lacking from a lot of, I think a lot of people in general, but especially white people in this culture, is just being willing to learn and understanding that it takes time. It's not my fault that I don't want to cop out and say it's not my fault, but it's half my fault and half not my fault that I was taught those things, or that those things were passed down to me in words or in thoughts or in actions or whatever. But it is my fault if I don't unlearn that and if I don't change that. That is 100% my fault, and it's 100% anybody's fault that's not willing to. But no, I have not been. I wouldn't say I've been this way forever. I was not the nicest person for a long time. And I got in a lot of fights growing up. I got in a lot of fights after growing up. You know, it took me a long time to try to calm myself down to the point of being willing to listen and learn instead of get defensive and fight.
Right. And it's hard to believe you were mean at the time. When I look at your Instagram, you don't look mean or rude. No offense.
You can still be mean every now and then, I'm sure. But, you know, I get overwhelmed, I get anxious and uncomfortable, and I can be a little bit of an asshole for sure. I'm not perfect by any means, but no, nobody is. But
okay.
I'm definitely much calmer. I'm definitely much more resolved. I struggled with substance abuse issues at one point. My brother did as well. I had an uncle who did. I had cousins who did. I have, you know, it's just, it runs in the family. It's a sad thing that does. But that was definitely a large part of breaking. That was a large part of who I am today, and breaking through that, and not even just that, like even smoking weed, it's like the difference of how I used to smoke. I mean, at one point I was probably smoking like a quarter a day, I'd say, or something like that, just straight to the face. And it's just so excessive. It's so excessive and it's so abusive. And switching from that, letting go of everything else, and switching from that to using it for spiritual and medicinal needs, and connecting, using it to bond with my girl, or using it to bond with friends while we're sitting around smoking, just having a great time talking and making music, making melodies, making lyrics, and, you know, or hanging out with my sister and having a great time together. It's like, I've found that not everything has to just be quit or used heavily. We are all allowed to subject ourselves to portions, you know, rationing of sorts.
100%, 100%. And I don't think we should be limited to, you know, portions and all that. I don't think we should be limited to just portions. I mean, a whole, you know, is greater than just portions. Excuse me, my head's a little bit out of place, you know. You probably know because you've been smoking too much. That got you. But anyway, I'm glad you're natural with your music, and I'm glad that's your default. I like your calm too. You don't seem like a guy that would, like, be mean, but I'm glad, like, remind me when we meet again later, or, you know, anytime. Not to get on your bad side, keep reminding me.
Well, that's what I mean. If I'm, you know, uncomfortable or really anxious or something, and I'm not trying to be, I'm just lashing out about how I'm feeling. But, you know, I would call it a righteous anger, I'd say. You know, I could be probably calm for years, but there's certain things that deserve anger. You know, like we shouldn't strive, you know, even pacifism is living a peaceful life, but being willing to fight for that life as well if it was needed, you know. So the whole idea is to be as peaceful as possible, but, you know, racist people deserve to get their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people deserve to get their ass whooped, and rapists deserve to get their ass whooped. Like, you know, there's the difference between anger and righteous anger. And righteous anger, I feel as though, is what the anger that's reserved for a truly immoral and unethical situation like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say I would only get angry if you were doing one of those things, and I don't think that's what's happening. So I think you're safe.
Thank God. I almost had to bite you. Like, I was afraid of that. But that's good. Like, I'm glad that I'm, you know, on your good side. It's really good. Also, just a curiosity, does Matt happen to be, like, your real name in real life, or you just happen to like the word Matt?
Yeah, it's Big Matt, and that's Matthew.
Oh, so it's just your real name, you just put Big, because, you know, I'm gonna say it.
I'm Big. Yeah, I mean, I'm 6'4". Oh, I shouldn't lie. I'm 6'3" and 3/4". I'm It got me so mad my whole life. I got a quarter inch until I'm 6'4", and I gotta start stretching or something. But yeah, I'm like almost 6'4", and I would say a heavy 280 or so. You know, like it's the big didn't come from nowhere.
No kidding.
But there's a couple things that go into that. I was sitting at a bar with my dad one time, and some dude came up behind me, but I was only like 17. And he was like, "Excuse me there, big feller, I gotta get by you." And that was a running joke forever. Big Matt was a nickname for a little while at a job I worked. I was thinking about going with Bells. That was a nickname I had for a little while. Because my last name is Bellinger. But that didn't end up working out either. So Big Matt is what we settled on, or what I settled on. And then I like the spelling of it. I like the lowercase I and the lowercase T. There's no hidden lying meaning to that. I just enjoy how it looks. So.
Well, I do enjoy it. I mean, you are the one that got me those new interviews now, so you deserve any praise.
What's that?
I personally thank you, like, those extra interviews, like those extra, you know, not extra, yeah, like additional people. Yeah. Like, it was crazy though, when they responded seconds after you did. I mean, I was like, yep, they are a part of him. Like, they must be. Like,
yeah, that's really cool. It's very, very cool. That surprised me a lot. It's very cool. I just hit 100 followers like the other day. I was fucking tweaking. Wow. I was so hyped. 100 followers. That's my first milestone.
Wow.
But that's not a lot. So I'm happy the followers I do have are followers enough to ask about me. So that's very cool.
Absolutely, absolutely, and congratulations! 100's really good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely not where I want to be, but we'll get there, for sure.
Well, it's progress, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm getting followers every time I post, and as my music is getting so much better at this point, it sounds very professional, and it's gaining attention for sure. And that's why the album, as much as I don't want it to be business-like in any way, and I'm not thinking of it that way, I wouldn't say, but it is, I do have a plan, you know, and I don't think I'm thinking of it in a business way. I'm definitely thinking of it in a life and a soul and a music way, but to go into it without a plan, I feel would be foolish. So I do have a plan. I do have a semi-structure of what I'm dropping and when it's dropping and who is seeing what when. And, you know, I have a little dream goal piece of what I want before the album drops. I have a set amount of followers I'd like to gain before the album drops, just sheerly off of, you know, hype for it and the singles that have been dropped. And I'm getting some professional videos done, and then I want, you know, like it's, I have a plan and an image in my mind, and I am not willing to settle for less than that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, but I love the progress you're making. It's absolutely incredible to see you progress like that. And hey, look at that. At least now you're here. At least you're here. It's like, it's not like you did an interview before. It's not like you did one before, or we're guessing, so I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, dude, after this, you'll be everywhere. So you'll get tons of new followers. You'll be everywhere.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so.
Oh, no. It's guaranteed you'll be everywhere. Oh, no. It's guaranteed you'll be everywhere. And not just Spotify. Like, you'll be on Apple and Amazon.
We'll see. As long as everything goes through correctly.
Oh, it will. Most definitely. There's an awesome special little opportunity that's coming up that if you wanted to, that could boost up listens too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's actually a concert that I'm planning on in a couple of months, in I think April or March. I gotta still decide. But if you want to, I think Adam is gonna be not yeah, Adam. I think he's gonna do it too. So that'd be nice to have you guys like be there.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, maybe me and him can figure out how to perform our song.
That'd be exciting. That'd be so exciting. I would love to have you guys on. You guys are too talented to be hitting. Like, you're too talented. It's gotta come out, you know?
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. I support musicians. Anything from musicians. Anything. And your songs, the songs that you make have a different vibe, like, for every different song. Like, do you have a to-go-to process when you write music, or do you just go based off what you think?
I mean, I wouldn't say I have a process necessarily. I kind of just write when I can, whenever I have a moment just to sit down and put some thought into it. And, but I just, I write based on, because I use it as a coping mechanism, I'm always writing how I'm feeling. And so it's the beat I pick has to be how I'm feeling, and it has to match that. And then I end up writing how I'm feeling naturally. So I wouldn't say there's much of a process. It's just the process is more in just finding the music to match the writing.
But based on the lyrics, is how the beat in the song goes based on the lyrics.
Yeah, I'd say so, but the lyrics aren't written down first. I don't write without a beat pretty much ever. But once I have a beat, I just let it play on repeat, and I just write and write and write until I feel as though I should be done writing. And then usually it magically ends up with a perfect flow and rhythm, and it ends at the perfect time. So I don't know how I've managed that so far, but that seems to be how it usually comes out. As long as I have the beat playing in the background, I write to the correct beats and to the correct rhythm, and usually stop at the right time, naturally.
Sick. That's so genius. I would have never thought of, you know, that before. You brought something to my eyes. Look at you.
There we go.
Look at you go. Come on, that's genius to keep playing the songs over and over and starting out the beat. Usually people just play the beat one time and just write off based on it, but doesn't play it again until they're done. Like, I was like, that's weird.
I just would rather just keep going and going and going, and I'll just keep writing.
Exactly.
I usually write a whole song in one sitting. I don't tend to break up songs. Because I'm writing how I'm feeling, if I write half a song and then try to come back to it later and I'm not feeling that way, it's harder for me to end up finishing it. So I usually end up writing one whole song in one sitting.
Okay. So it usually takes you about a couple hours to do it.
No. Like, the one song I have on one of Chubuk's beats that goes crazy took me, like, 5 minutes to write that.
Really?
Sometimes take me... So, I mean, the longest it could usually... If I'm writing a whole song without stopping it, which is what I try to do, it doesn't always work out, but that's what I usually do. But if I was to do that, I'd say the tops time it usually takes me to write is probably, like, 30 minutes or 40.
Oh. Well, dude, I think that might be one of the fastest I've ever seen people write. That's impressive.
I enjoy writing. It's definitely my favorite hobby.
Me too.
It comes very easy.
That's dope. I love writing too. Writing is so good, isn't it? It's so relaxing, and I don't know, it's just fits right. Yeah. On that little note, God, like, and now, earlier you did mention about the album, about the new one. Is there any, you know, goals and ambitions you have, you know, for this new year coming, now that you have this new project coming out, and lots more to look forward to, you know, like, what's your goals, you know, for this new year coming?
Yeah, I mean, my goals and aspirations and dreams, I mean, by the end of the year, I'd like to be hitting people up and touring and maybe having people hit me up, signing and stuff, you know? You never know. We'll have to see what happens, but that's definitely my goal, is to make it, you know? That's about all I can say.
Very interesting. Did you say getting signed by a label? Is that what you said?
No, you know, having labels hit me up would be nice. Wouldn't necessarily say I'd sign, but getting an offer might be, you know, a little confidence booster.
What if I told you that could be possible?
Shit. I mean, like I said, I can't say I would do it because I'm not generally one for the labels or the industry. But
well, since you mentioned labels, and I know you're not for labels, but I do have a little surprise. So,
well, hear it.
Oh, got a label guy. This label is called Enigmatic, and I got a label guy there. He's my friend. We talk, and he signs a bunch of artists. You know, it's very similar to you, very similar to your style. And I have him on file, and he's, you know, he's very active. So I was thinking about sending your name over, sending the links over, and if he likes it, I don't know. You know, he might like it, so surprise!
Alright.
Yes, sir. I always provide. I'll make sure y'all know that I always provide. Yes, sir. And this is a nice addition, cherry on top. This was fun. Like, this was fun getting to talk to you, like, getting to know more about you as a person. Like, this was fun.
Absolutely. This was a great time, for sure. I've greatly enjoyed it.
That's really good to hear. This is exciting. I've had, like, a lot of your friends on here. So, you know, sooner or later, we're going to meet up and do, like, a whole full one day.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be fun, for sure.
And we got to stay in touch. Where are you most active, by the way?
I am most active on Instagram.
Good to know. I was thinking about Instagram. Okay, I thought Discord was where you're most active, but okay. That looks good too. That was good too. My God, it was such a treat getting to meet you. I have no idea how much it means to me that you even said yes. Like, your music is like...
Oh yeah, it's a great time. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, your music's dope. It deserves to get recognition. I mean, if music didn't get a pedestal, what's the point of listening then, right?
Exactly.
Yes. But I'm so glad we could have this talk. Is there any last things you'd like to say to the audience?
I don't think so. I mean, I know I gave you that the showcase song, and just that is the first song on my album, and it's not been released or played, and it will not be released for a little bit. So if anybody enjoys it or wants to hear more of it, they're going to have to hear it on this interview, because it is not being released yet. But that is the intro song. That is the very, very, very first song on the album.
Yippee-yay. And just to make sure y'all couldn't hear that, if you don't listen to the show, you don't get any snippets. It's as simple as that. If you don't listen to the interview, you don't get snippets. Took the notes down. It's literally, it says, no snippets equals no watching the show. Got it?
There you go.
Thank you. But it was great to have Big Matt here, y'all.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you again. Make sure to check him out down below and links provided. Make sure to stay tuned for his brand new album coming out. Not sure when, but I'm sure he'll let us all know on socials.
Yes, it will be shared. It will be shared everywhere. The announcement and the cover is coming soon with a date.
Yes, I'm so excited. So dope. So exciting. That's a great talk, as always. Thank you again. Just another
note. Yeah, thank you.
You have no idea how much it means to me. This is very, very exciting. And y'all, have a good rest of your evening. Don't eat anything stupid. And hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to check out Big Matt or else. Love y'all. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Out in the darkest nights, under the dim light of a full moon, clouded by streaks of moisture that seep into your bones, the monster hunts, searching for his bag.
Yo. It's Big Matt, the rhyme killer. Never heard nobody iller. I ain't a filler. I'm the home run hitter. A little bitter. I never fuck my babysitter. I'm only kidding. I'm clicking. I'm clipping. I'm digging. Admitting. I've thought about quitting when I'm sitting at the screen, hair splitting. Tearing out my feelings. Man, I feel I'm slipping. Don't you hear me tripping? I never fit in. Don't you hear me screaming? I'm dreaming of teaming with my own self redemptions. Capturing attentions. I strengthen intentions. Inventions crafted in detentions. I always had a knack for retention. I travel through dimensions, trying to find solutions, but maybe they're illusions. My contributions to the evolution, the revolution will not be televised. Are you surprised? It's been said a thousand times. Genocide in China, wars up in Russia, Sweden going under. The blunders is putting us asunder. Politicians hiding in the bunkers. We fighting all the wars for them, and while they slumber, you plunder. A life hunter, a rage runner, killing each other in mass numbers. The fight is getting younger, but it's cool to be a warmonger. Glorified, appreciated, desecrated, they created, faded, jaded, hated, gated, man-made, widows, lonely kiddos at the window, lying awake on the pillow, waiting for the hero, but he never comes home. Turn on them. They can't take us all on. Every army take over every shitty government. And let the people rest. I said, let the people rest.